You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It has been 1 week since Governor Whitmer issued 147 line item vetoes in the new budget that was presented to her by the GOP-led legislature. She sliced out a total of $947 million in spending. This zeroing out of budget items struck a wide range of programs, including $1.47 million in grants for autism programs. The biggest blow there falls on the Autism Alliance of Michigan, which lost a $1,025,000 appropriation. Let's see what that means as we welcome the president and CEO of the Autism Alliance of Michigan, Colleen Allen. Welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
So, Colleen, how much does that $1,025,000 represent out of your budget?
It represents anywhere from a third to a quarter, depending on the year. This year, it'll be a third.
What did you do with that funding? Describe the services it supports.
So the funding is restricted to what we call our Autism Navigator Program. And what that is a statewide service that we offer without cost to any family in Michigan who has a question or a concern or is facing some type of barrier to care for their family member with autism. And so the funding is specific to our staffing and our community outreach efforts to get families to the service. So we are a professional organization. We are not volunteer-led. All of our navigator staff are degreed minimally with master's degrees in various autism fields. And the structure was really designed so that we had navigators who can handle more of the basic kinds of questions and issues, but also specialists for more complex cases.
And what happens to this navigator program, Colleen, if you don't get that state funding back?
We will have to reduce our scope is what's going to happen. So, we match the dollars provided by the state at 50%. It's part of our contractual obligation. But as an organization, because this is our foundational program, we also fundraise and so for even more than that. So it's really a 50-50 public-private partnership. So what will happen is we will have to reduce about 50% of what we're able to do. That will mean fewer families served, fewer community outreach efforts. We will very likely have to reduce the time of those specialists that I talked about as well.
How many families are we talking about, or how many clients in an average year would you help through this program?
To date, we've served over 6,500 families across the state, and it comes to anywhere from 1,000 to 1,500 in a year just through the direct service, again, through parent conferences that are held for free, community events that we do with partner organizations. We touch thousands more than that.
Do you have any idea, Colleen, why autism services were hit by the governor's veto pen? I mean, did you have any inkling this was going to happen?
No. This was a complete surprise to me. So we had just the day before had sat down to finalize our 2020 budget. And we were really counting on minimally $500,000 because prior to last year, we were funded at $500,000. Last year, we were able to increase to $1 million. So we're now going from, the million of for last fiscal year, the one we're currently in, to zero. So it was a very big surprise. We were not originally included in the governor's budget. But we were advised to work on legislative support through the past 9 months, and that is what we did. We had invested time and money into working with legislators to see the value, and we were successful in doing that. And so
you had bipartisan support for this.
Absolutely, absolutely. So the instruction to us was if the budget comes to us with legislator support, then she would sign off. And that's the part that's such a surprise, is we were at truly, you know, mile 24 out of 25 here, 25 out of 26, I should say, in the marathon here, and just didn't get it over the finish line.
Have you been able to speak with the governor or anyone in her office since this money was vetoed?
We have. They have been responsive, mostly her staff. The governor did reach out directly and spoke with one of my board members and really explained sort of, you know, the thinking behind what happened. And she is stating that she wants to make this a priority. I just, you know, at this point, we're being told that there's just no promises anywhere.
And we know the governor's team met with some lobbyists representing groups whose appropriations were vetoed and basically said, hey, lean on the Republicans and get them to introduce the supplemental budget bill to restore that money. What is your take on the chances of getting your funding restored that way? What are you hearing from Republicans?
You know, we haven't, actually, and we've very intentionally been trying to stay out of that piece of it because, you know, our feeling, we were not at that meeting, by the way, but we really have been feeling that we have worked the legislature, and to go back at this point, I'm just not sure that, at least for us, it's going to be all that effective. And we really, really are trying to stay out of the back and forth. I mean, ideally for us, is that she finds it's in a departmental, already approved departmental budget and can move us under something that is funded. We have not, and we do not plan to go back to legislators at this point.
Where do you see yourself, or even more importantly, where do you see those 6,500 families that you've been able to serve through the Navigator program? Where do you see yourself fitting in this, as you say, this back and forth between the governor and legislative Republicans?
Our stakeholders extend beyond our families. They're first and foremost for us, but we are not a direct service provider. You know, we don't provide therapies and support groups here at the Alliance. Our goal is to get families what they need in their communities, assure that there's reimbursement for the services they need, and that's what's going to be missing now. Those families will be left to figure a lot of these things out by themselves. These are complex systems for a complex disorder, and what's going to happen is families will go without services. That's what's going to happen. And we've come a long way in Michigan, and the outcomes for especially children coming up through the systems now, they're going to look very different than our prior generations who didn't have access to services. So I really worry about where that help is going to come from.
What would it look like when you say that people are going to go without services? What's that going to mean?
Well, children are not going to get into the early services, clinical services that we know are effective. What we're seeing is fewer special education resources are needed because children are more prepared for the academics. Many are entering regular education schools and classrooms. On the adult side, you know, as far as getting into jobs, we actually have created an entire employment program here. Those individuals will be sitting home, even those that have higher level degrees that we're helping to put into jobs will not be able to take advantage of that anymore. So it really is, we're really going to see many, many individuals and families and our communities affected by this.
Colleen Allen is president and CEO of the Autism Alliance of Michigan. Colleen, thank you so much.
Thank you. Really appreciate the time and you covering this important issue right now.